Psalm 63, verse 3 says, "Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you." Isn't that beautiful? Love that. Great word today from Psalm 63, verse 3. Well, good Sunday to you, friend. Welcome to Sunday worship on this November 15th, 2020. Yeah, we're just about halfway through the month of November. Welcome to Sunday worship. I am Joey Kroll. This program, we focus on Jesus. Yeah, we have scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off here this hour with Lifeway Worship and their version of "Is He Worthy?" right here on Sunday worship.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Blessing and honor and glory. Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? Does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he's made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with the Son.
That's right. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship, friend. I hope you're having a blessed weekend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And you know what? Aren't you grateful that God sees the bigger picture? You know, our view is so limited in things. And, you know, Corrie ten Boom often showed a piece of embroidery to her audiences whenever she got up to speak, and she would hold up the piece of cloth, first showing the beauty of the embroidered side, with all the threads forming a beautiful picture, which she described as the plan that God has for our lives. And then she would flip it over to show the tangled, confused underside, illustrating how we view our lives from a human perspective. Boy, isn't that so true? Isaiah 55, listen to this, says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you.
No one like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. I could search for all eternity long.
There is none.
There is none.
There is none like you.
There is none.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Of peace. When fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid.
Stuart Townend on your radio in Christ Alone. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I have the proud honor of being your host. I'm Joey Kroll, and well, the source and author is unknown, but I absolutely love this poem about trusting God. Listen to this. I've shared this once or twice before, but it's worth sharing again, that's for sure. It says, "Trust Him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust Him when thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him, He is ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest."
O Lord of my heart,
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before. Yes, the world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me.
That's right. When you know Jesus, dear friend, there's no turning back. Thank you for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, connect with me on social media. Just look up Joey Kroll Online on Facebook. Again, Joey Kroll Online. Well, I heard of a true story years ago about a retired couple. They were alarmed by the threat of nuclear war, so they undertook a serious study of all the inhabitant places on the globe, and their goal was to determine where in the world would be the place to be least likely affected by a nuclear war. No joke. And so a place of ultimate security. That's what they were looking for. And so they studied and studied, traveled and traveled, and finally they found the place. And on Christmas, they sent their pastor a card from their new home in the Falkland Islands. I have no idea where that's at, so please don't ask me. However, their paradise was soon turned into a war zone by Great Britain and Argentina. That's so sad. You know, it reminds me, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
I have a Maker. He formed my heart before life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when
listening to Sunday Worship.
Dying breath has brought me life. I know. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom.
It's a group called Women Together in Worship, and How Deep the Father's Love. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it on our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on Archives. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.